From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. This week for the show, I went to the Missouri State Fair, and all you're getting is this audio postcard. First, I talked to a woman who sold corn dogs at the fair for four decades.
Yes, I'm Marlis Peck. This is my 41st year selling corn dogs at the Missouri State Fair.
Judy, what do you want on your corn dog?
Right here, under this tree. I grew up under this tree. In a sense, yeah. I was eight when we started. I love this tree. So I always think if anything would happen to it, lightning, or if they take it down, I'd be so upset. I've known it my whole life. Yeah, we think we have a great spot because of the shade from the tree. And we're right by the front gate, and so people can come in, and so we get the traffic on the way to the grandstand. And the fact that we're in the same spot every year, then people come back to us, and so that's nice also.
And then I met a poultry judge who calls his job a second childhood because at work he gets to look at beautiful birds.
I'm Steve Jones. I'm from Texas. We're judging the birds by APA and ABA standards today, which is the American Poultry Association and the American Bantam Association. It's like any other livestock. They all have their breed standards, and that's what we're looking at. When I'm pulling them out, I'm looking at their wing feathers, the color. I'm looking at the color in their back. I'm also looking at their leg color. I'm looking at a whole lot just in a quick snapshot.
And finally, a young woman who's passionate about agricultural education taught me how to feed marshmallows to a pig.
My name's Elissa Hoyt. I go to Mizzou, and today I'm entering in the Barrow Classic. It's a on-foot and carcass competition for swine. They judge what your hog looks like whenever it's in the show ring, and then they take it to a slaughterhouse, and after they slaughter it, they look at the meat quality and the marbling and everything else. These are the pigs I raised from home. They're crossbreds between a Hereford boar and a really mixed sow, and she had six pigs this year. They were the biggest two that I had. I did like the look of the number 28 hog over here. He's really big boned and he has really nice hams on him. A ham on a hog, it's what you would have at like Easter. It's the top of their back legs. Yeah, their butts. I was trying to be nice. Aren't they awesome? Mm-hmm. Do you want to feed them?
Oh, I can?
Yeah,
oh my
it's
God.
Fine. Yeah, if you tap the marshmallow on the top of their nose, they'll open their mouth.
Oh, boy.
That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.